Hi, welcome to the Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm Janice Mary, your host, and I'm so glad you're back with us. I have so many interesting things to talk about today. One being, I just started this amazing book that I want to share with you, and maybe you might want to read it. It's called Life in the Unseen World by Anthony Bergara, and it's just such an amazing book so far. What I've read, I really resonate with. And I love reading because, you know, so many people have found out so many wonderful things that you, if you tried to discover on your own, could take years and years. So people that have studied and done amazing things that come before us, you know, it has such value to me anyway. So reading is one of my passions. So in this book, it's just such a fascinating book. It's about this medium who actually channeled a spirit, which is when you channel a spirit means, you know, you connect to the spirit and you talk to the spirit. And he wrote a book, you know, based on what the spirit was telling him. And so interesting because he actually had known the spirit in life. So it makes sense why he could even connect to the spirit so, you know, so easily. And the spirit that he connects to was a priest, and he met him when he was young, and I think, if I remember correctly, he died when this medium was around the age of 13. And this priest was very well known, and he wrote a lot of books, and, you know, he did his best to try to help people, and what he thought and how he thought to help people. But interestingly enough, he, as a priest, was having a lot of psychic and spiritual experiences, which, you know, in the church, you know, they don't really believe in that kind of thing, you know, mediumship and, you know, connecting to spirits. And some religions don't believe in that. So I guess the religion he was in doesn't believe in that. So he had such a conflict within him. And he suppressed a lot of his psychic abilities and didn't really talk about them. So when this medium here channeled his spirit and was talking to him, he felt very, you know, badly about misleading people, not realizing he was misleading people, but actually misleading people through some of his works and some of his books. So this book is kind of a correction to what he professed here on Earth in his earthly life to try to help us understand what happens in the afterlife. So it's fascinating. It's a fascinating book. And a lot of people would be like, well, how do you know this book is true? It's written by a medium. You can't really back it up. And so as always, and what I try to tell people, when something resonates with you, usually there's some truth to it for you. And will help you on your journey. So is it a fact? Is every single word a fact? I don't know. But the things that resonate with me really resonate with me very strongly. So it's so interesting. So when I connect into the soul energy, and when you do too, you would feel this, that the more you connect into the soul energy, the more you have the ability to connect to people that have passed in the other world, in the unseen world. And you can connect to, you know, your guides and angels. And it's a fascinating experience. So a lot of the descriptions that he talks about, I feel that I've experienced through connecting. And, you know, being a psychotherapist, you know, I would never think in a million years that I would be able to feel people that have passed on. And I was extremely skeptical about mediumship. Although I was really fascinated with it, I was very skeptical of it because I could see that a lot of times it didn't seem 100% accurate. You know, when I would watch John Edward or anybody else, it seemed like, you know, maybe like 95% accurate. And so my thought was, well, if they're really connecting to people in spirit, it would be 100% accurate. But I had no idea. I had no idea how difficult it is to connect to the spirit world, not because they're not there and not because it doesn't exist, but because their vibration, their frequency in the spirit world, you know, when you don't have a body, is so, so high. You know, they resonate on such a high level. And we here on Earth resonate on a lower level, which says a lot for us, you know, if you think about that. But so what has to happen when a medium connects to the spirit world, a medium has to actually raise their vibration to meet the spirit, and the spirit actually has to lower their vibration. So it kind of comes like that, which I think is fascinating. And so when a medium connects, that connection is based on how high the medium can raise their vibration and how low the spirit can lower theirs. So I know a lot of people will go and they said, oh, this medium is a fake because she, like, you know, or he was able to give half but not everything, and she got a lot wrong. And I used to feel the same way. But connecting and feeling into the spirit world and bringing messages to people, I can certainly understand the difficulty in it and why it's not 100%, and you know, how difficult of a job it really is. And some, you know, some mediums are just really, really good, and they're so gifted, and it comes very naturally to lift their vibration. So it's easier for them to get really messages, good messages. So that's why when we see mediums that seem to be right on all the time, they have an ability to really raise their vibration into that spirit world. So when you connect into your soul energy, when you connect into your spirit energy, you'll be able to do that too. You know, whether or not you want to become a medium, you know, you don't have to do that. A lot of people feel frightened to do that. But you would have, if you have a desire, you know, you have an ability to do it, and you certainly can do it. But that's a whole other subject. So getting back to this book, you know, when I read it, it really resonates with me, because when I connect into the spirit world, or when I connect into my soul energy, I can feel the truth of what he's saying. And most of the things that I feel when I connect into the spirit soul energy is this unconditional love and this unconditional support. And so far, I'll let you know if it changes. When he describes us passing on into the spirit world, you know, we're guided, we're supported, we're not you know, taken to a place where we're judged. Nothing bad happens to us. You know, people are treated and helped according to what they need. And they're also helped if they have a certain mindset about things. The spirit world doesn't push them out of that mindset, but is very patient and tries to help people expand their mindset. So that's always the message I feel when I'm working with clients and I connect into the spirit world. What they tell me all the time is it's okay where they are at. You know, you don't have to get them to function on a different level. You don't have to get them to see anything. What you do have to give them is support and guidance and your love, you know. So that's very different than the ego, which is like, you know, as a therapist, you have to fix this person. And you have to give them guidance that's going to make them feel better. It's very, you know, it's very driven in a different way. Where when you're in the soul energy, it's softer. It's just sit, just listen. It's okay. You have plenty of time. You know, you don't have to worry about it. So that's much, much more different than, you know, what we're taught through the ego and through the ego guidance. So that just there, to me, is very different. So in the book, they talk a lot about how you're treated, and the way you're treated when you move into spirit is very similar to the messages I get and how I should work with people and how I should be with myself. You know, that I should be more unconditional with myself, and I should be compassionate towards myself. And no matter what mistakes I make and no matter what happens in my life, that I deserve love and compassion. And that is exactly what he describes in the spirit world. So the book totally resonates with me. I know that a lot of people feel like, well, you know, how can you be sure you're connecting to the spirit world? What if you're connecting to something bad? And I understand the fear and the skepticism, because honestly, I had the same exact thing. But if that was true, if we were connecting to something that was bad for us or misguiding us, why would it be nothing but unconditional love and support? You know, that would make no sense. If I was connecting to something that was telling me I should do certain things or be a certain way, or that I had to convert people, or I had to make people see certain things, then I would be a little concerned. Then I would be a little doubtful of what I was connecting to. So when you're really truly in your spirit, you know, when you're really truly in your soul and you're connecting to the spirit world, all you feel is what you're given there, which is love, unconditional love and support and compassion. So that to me says, you know, well, whatever I'm connecting to, whatever you want to believe it is, it's a beautiful place. And why wouldn't we want to connect to that is the question. So that is always my question to my clients. Why do you want to feel this way about yourself? You know, why do you want to see yourself this way? You know, the beliefs we hold about ourselves and our lives, and kind of our perspective on our life and how we've summed things up, really makes a big impact on our internal state and how we're living today. So if you've had a lot of experiences that were difficult, and you kind of sum it up by saying, well, that because I had all these experiences, there's something wrong with me, or I'm defective, or I wasn't good enough, then you're living in an internal state that is really very, very harsh and very, very painful. And every time something happens to support those beliefs, you're going to feel that pain. So, you know, my job has been with myself and my clients to really encourage people to challenge. Why would I want to continue to look at my life this way? And why would I want to continue to feel this way or think this way about myself? So, you know, what I hear in the spirit world all the time is that, you know, everything that you do is perfect and you can't do anything really wrong. And when you're thinking good thoughts about yourself, then you put yourself in a vibration and an energy for good things to happen to you. And, you know, that's what we call here the law of attraction. So I've always said the law of attraction is a spiritual law, and it is a spiritual law because even this book talks about it. I felt when I was connecting to the spirit world that what they were talking about is in spirit, the law of attraction happens instantly. So when you're in spirit and you think about something, you can create it. So the spirit world will teach you when you go back that whatever you want, all you have to do is think about it and you can have it. So that's the same thing here, the law of attraction. But it is really hard for us to practice because our vibrations are not quite as high as it is in the spirit world. So in the spirit world, the manifestations happen instantly. You think about something and it's instantly there. It's like magic, you know, it's like being bewitched, you know, that show Bewitched, and she just, you know, twinkle her nose and she would think of something and get whatever she wanted. The spiritual world would always use that example for me when they were trying to tell me what it's like there. So in this book, they talk about that. And so that's very validating for me that they're talking in the same way that I've been taught. And so I'd like to, you know, I'm just sharing that with you because I just feel that's just so important for us to know that in the spirit, in this, first of all, we don't die. And second of all, in the spirit world, it is such a fascinating, amazing place. And so when we all transition, we're all going to be very pleased to find that out. so, but here, since we're still here, you know, we want to make the life that we have here much more enjoyable. And we don't have to be living in such internal pain that most of us are. So that's really where my work comes in, you know, is trying to help people out of that pain. So again, it's getting back to those perspectives. So if you want to do law of attraction, you want to manifest and you want to create, but you're hard on yourself or you're hard on other people, well, you know that your vibration is going to be kind of low Because when you're in negativity, when you're in those lower feelings, you even feel it. You know, when people are depressed, they feel heavy. You know, so they even say it. They'll come into my office and say, I just feel so heavy. You know, when I'm depressed, I just feel like I weigh more than I do when I'm, you know, when I'm not depressed. When I'm happy, I feel light and I feel like I can run and have fun and do all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it really does have a big effect on us. So if you just look at it that way, higher feelings, good feelings make you feel lighter, and heavier feelings, sad feelings and bad feelings make us feel very, very heavy. And it's not to say that we shouldn't have them. It's just that we shouldn't cause ourselves to suffer so much. You know, we don't really need to suffer as much as we suffer. So in the book they were talking about, and I thought this was such a great way to put it, you know, when you're in spirit, you use the mind, but you use the mind because manifestations are so quick. You catch on pretty quickly that whatever you think about, you can create. So you learn to control it, and the spirit world teaches you to control it very quickly, because you don't want to be thinking, or you don't want to have your thoughts all out of control, because that could have an effect. So, that's really important in the spirit world, and it's really important for us here too. So back to the book. So in the book, it talks about that in spirit, the mind, our thoughts are like concrete, and this we can take concrete and we can build something there. So if you look at it, so if our thoughts are so creative, and they're like concrete, you can build any structure you want. And so I thought that was such a really good analogy for thoughts. So if thoughts are builders, if thoughts could actually build things, what are we building? Do you know? And so that's why I think the law of attraction got so popular, because we resonate on some level the fact of how important thought is and how much it can either create something wonderful in our lives. You know, when we get a great idea and that idea builds, you know, we're building something. You know, we're building a new business, or we're building a new career, or we're building a new life, you know, or we're building new relationships. So as we take these concrete building blocks as our thoughts, you know, we're either building a really, really beautiful internal state, or we're building a very, very negative state. And, you know, the choice is ours. So here, because our manifestations are a little bit slower, I think that it's harder for us to connect that fact, that what we think about builds within us and then builds outside of us. So I think that's why, you know, when we learn to be very present in the present moment, we're really learning to control our thoughts, because when we're in the present moment, we're not thinking about the past and we're not thinking about the future. We're just in the present, which really helps us in the sense of thought control, you know, in the sense of guiding our thoughts better, in the sense of getting our thoughts under such control that it's not creating a really bad internal space for ourselves. So that's why thoughts, you know, if we work with them and use them in a proper way, they can be very creative. So if we take a break from the thoughts that, you know, say are just out of control, that are like a virus in our mind, if we just take a break from those thoughts and we go into the present moment, then other thoughts will pop in, which are usually more creative and inspirational. And then when we build from those thoughts and we focus on those thoughts, that's when we are really creative. And also when we're in the soul energy, our vibration is higher. So when our vibration is higher, you know, it's easier for us to manifest, you know, just like when you're manifesting in spirit. So the higher our vibration is the easier it will be to manifest. But we can't manifest anything when we're thinking badly about ourselves or other people, for that matter. You know, if you're thinking something bad about somebody else, it's the same as thinking it about yourself, because we're all connected. I wrote a post about that a few days ago. You know, if we think that that's not affecting us, you know, when we say bad things or think bad things about other people, it does affect us. And really the only way out of that is to just say, all right, it's okay. It's not, I'm not bad for thinking these things because I've had really good training from the world and my ego. I just kind of want to get out of it, you know. So when a judgment comes into my mind about anybody, I kind of halt and say, wait a minute, you know, if I'm judging them, would I want them to judge me? And the answer is always no. It's like, I don't want to be judged. I don't want anybody to judge me. I hate that feeling. And I work really hard not to judge other people and to connect to spirit so I can feel our connectedness so that the judgment doesn't come to me. You know, it's not something that I fall into as easily, because when you're connecting, you're just not in that place. You're in a different vibration. So it's really important for us to practice going into this energy, because it really, really helps. It helps us with first of all, knowing that all of this is true. And then second of all, it helps us because it's easier for us to see that the quality of what we're thinking about ourselves or other people, how it's helping or hurting us. And most of the time, it's just hurting us. You know, anytime somebody does something to us and it's painful, and we take that personally, you know, we could live with that for days. And so all that negative internal state that you're causing for days, so what are we building with those thoughts and those feelings? What are we creating out of that? We're creating a belief that somehow what this person has said or did to you is true, and that somehow you're not good enough or you're bad or there's some reason why you're taking that so personally. So, you know, I would highly recommend this book because it talks all about the spirit world. It talks about what happens. It talks about, you know, how when people pass over very quickly, you know, that sometimes they go into like a hospital. You know, people that have had trauma that, you know, wouldn't have expected to pass on, that had deaths that were more sudden, are taken care of and put into a hospital and almost let sleep for a while so that they could, you know, awaken into spirit and to be helped. So it doesn't sound to me like there's any lost spirits, and it doesn't sound to me like when you pass over, you're alone and you don't know what's happening. Where a lot of people, you know, very fearful people will talk about spirits being lost, or, you know, they had to help people cross over. And this book doesn't talk that way. And I've never felt any of that to be true. So, again, really, really validating. So if somebody passes over in a quick way, or even had a very long illness, they go into like a hospital, and the spirit world tells them to just rest. You know, take your time and just rest, and we'll be here for you when you wake up and you feel better, and then you go from there. And some people are lucky to, in a way, you know, if you see it that way, you're lucky to pass on to spirit quickly with no illness, and they knew that their passing was coming. So for them, it was an easier passing. Like this priest that passed into spirit, he passed into spirit in his 40s, and he knew he was going to pass, and he didn't have a long illness. It was pretty brief illness. So when he got into the spirit world, and he was also, because he was such a you know, faithful man that believed in the spirit world, it was an easy adjustment for him, you know, so he didn't really have to rest that much. So he talks all about that, and he talks about what the spirit world is like, how everything that's created on earth is first created in spirit. They were talking about paintings and artwork, and he was taking one of the guys, his guide was taking him on a tour of an art gallery, and it had all the famous beautiful paintings, but the paintings were actually even more beautiful and almost were alive, because that's what it's like in the spirit world. So people that are painting are really channeling what has already been produced in spirit. They're just channeling it down here. So whatever we create here that's beautiful, the original is in spirit. So that's what they were talking about. They're talking about these paintings, and there was some famous paintings that this the priest was looking at in spirit, and his guide was telling him that these paintings are the originals, that these are the original paintings, and that the paintings that are on earth are copies of these originals, which I just thought was so cool and so fascinating and makes sense to me, because a lot of people, when they produce something really beautiful or when they produce something that is very widely loved right away, that comes from the spirit world, and on some level we know it, on some level we resonate with it. So again, just a fascinating book, and I would highly recommend it. But getting back onto your thoughts and your thoughts being concrete and building blocks for you, I think is such an important way to look at it, so that you can say to yourself always, you know, if I want to have a higher vibration, if I want to connect into my soul energy, and if I want to, you know, explore what my spiritual gifts are and feel this beautiful unconditional love, I have to try not to believe what the world has taught me. And that's not easy. It's not easy to detach, you know, from our learnings about the world, that money is not everything, and being a certain weight and having a certain amount of money and certain houses and trips and, you know, everything that we've come to believe is important is temporary. It's just temporary. And it's not like the spirit world judges it and says it's not important. It is important to us. It's just that we've made it more important than us. And anytime we make anything more important than who we are and how we treat ourselves, we're going down the wrong path. And again, the spirit world never judges that. They just want to correct it and say, wait a minute, you're more important than a house. You're more important than money. You're more important than the thoughts that you're thinking about yourself. So that's their way to try to help us out of kind of the mess that we've created in this world right now. And as we can see, you know, we have a lot of people, you know, struggling and having such a hard time. And we want to really evolve out of the way that we've been thinking. So that's why this is so, so important to learn for all of us. So anytime you have an issue or a problem or something comes up and it starts to create bad feelings within you, you want to accept the feelings. You want to say, okay, what do these feelings feel like? What, you know, have I felt these feelings before? And 9 out of 10 times, that would be a yes. And then you can think about, well, how many times have I felt these exact feelings? How many times have I said these exact things to myself when I feel what I feel? So usually, you know, when we get triggered and we have feelings, we have thoughts that accompany them, and then more thoughts and more thoughts. So you can see that the situations may change, but your thoughts about you don't. So you may be going through a divorce, and so all these bad feelings are being triggered, and it feels familiar because it's how you felt maybe when your parents got divorced or when you lost a friend. You know, it's very, very similar. It just doesn't change. So whatever is your trigger, whether it's a loss of relationship or a loss of status or anything, the situations may change, but the feelings will stay the same. So if we can see that, if we can see that that's true, it doesn't invalidate our thoughts and feelings. It just helps us to understand where they're coming from. And if this is what's happening, and we're better off really learning to feel and let go, that the best way for us, the easiest thing for us, is to come into that present moment and to say, okay, that's the past. And I know I have a right to feel everything that I feel, but I'm going to really shelve that for now. I'm going to come into the present so that I can start to allow my thoughts to settle down, so that I can get a little bit more control over them, so that when thoughts do come up, and if they're good thoughts and creative thoughts and inspirational thoughts, those are the thoughts I'm going to go with and build upon. And everything else anything that's evaluative, anything that says a negative thing about yourself or anybody else, that's what you want to really move away from, because that's going to lower your vibration. And if you want to connect to that beautiful world and connect to your soul, you have to lift up your vibration through thought. It's just that simple. You cannot manifest good things if you're thinking so negatively about yourself. How would that even be possible? It's not possible. You know, I had followed Abraham Hicks and read all of her books and listened to all of her YouTube videos. So I was, you know, so happy to learn about law of attraction. And I was determined that I was going to be the greatest manifester ever. And for whatever reason, I was manifesting a little bit, but I was not manifesting on the level that I thought that I should be. And what I wasn't realizing is, although I was practicing really good thoughts, that I was still being really triggered in my life. You know, I was taking situations personally. I was being hurt by people. You know, my internal state, although it was getting much, much better, was still not great. So I would have to say, like, it was 50% better and 50% still very triggered and still having a lot of pain in my inner body. So when that happens, you're just not going to really be able to manifest that much. So it really wasn't until I really realized through doing readings, actually, you know, through doing the mediumship readings, that the more I stayed in that spirit soul energy and the more I lifted my vibration, that's when I started to manifest what I really wanted. And that's when my life started to change. So it makes sense, you know, it really makes sense that if our vibrations aren't higher, we're not going to manifest like how we do in the spirit world, because that's exactly what happens in the spirit world. It's just so much easier. So in a way, it's just more of a challenge here. And maybe that's why we come here. Maybe we like that, because in the spirit world, it's kind of easy. Maybe we start to, like, you know, take it for granted. Like, oh, this is so easy. I think about something and it just appears. So it's possible, you know, that we come here for a challenge to say, okay, I want to see what I can create. I want to see if I, in spite of the ego and in spite of what I've been taught in this world, can I create, you know, the things that I really want to create in my life. So this is all of our challenges, and it doesn't have to be bad. It can be a good challenge. So we'll make this our challenge to really not monitor in a negative way, but just to be aware, you know, how in your day, you know, how much of the day are you spending in evaluative negative thoughts about yourself and bad feelings? And how much of the day are you spending feeling light, happy, grateful, you know, just in that really good mood? And so if you're spending most of your day being triggered and feeling not good and being pissed and being upset about the state of the world and what's going on, or being upset because someone is acting a certain way, then that is not going to be in your benefit. And, you know, it doesn't help anybody. It really doesn't. So I think it's really a challenge to see, well, how will it affect me if I stay in a higher vibration all day long? You know, how will it affect me? How will I feel, and what will I manifest? You know, so, and then how will my spiritual gifts come out when I'm in my soul energy more? You know, will I be able to connect to spirits or guides? Will I be able to be clairvoyant? Will my intuition boost up incredibly? Will I be a healer? I mean, those are just some of the gifts that you get when you go back into the higher energies, even here, because that's the spirit energies. So it's a fascinating, fascinating bridge to the other world to bring a little bit or a lot of it of what's going on there, here, and to learn that life exists after death and that we don't die and that we actually continue our learning. So I'm always happy to hear that, because I'm excited that, you know, when I do leave this earth, that I'm just going to continue working on all of this stuff and working on helping people get out of the ego and to get out of, you know, the terrible states that they get into by believing the terrible things they believe about themselves. So like I say to my clients, you know, why are you believing this about yourself? How is this helping you? You know, how, you know, for you to continue this belief, how does this help you? Even if you feel it's 100% true, how does it help you to see another person in a bad way that creates such bad feelings within you? How is that helping you? Can you just see that this person is having a bad day and maybe took it out on you? And we can relate to that because when we're having bad days, we can take it out on other people. So it's always seeing another person through our own eyes and our own experiences, that whatever they're feeding to us, whatever's happening with them, within them, they're just throwing it on us. So that has nothing to do with us. So that really helps us to detach from when other people hurt us. So when other people hurt us, we just have to remember that they're really in a very negative internal state and they're really in a lot of pain themselves. And we've all been there. It's not like we haven't been there. It's just that when we get hurt, we forget. That gets blocked. So we have to remember that so that we can move out of what's happening with other people in our lives quicker so that our ability to stay in higher vibrations and to connect into your soul energy becomes easier. You know, a lot of people will say to me, well, I wish I could connect to my soul energy. I wish I could feel this unconditional love that you talk about. And you can, but you have to do the work of staying out of evaluations of yourself, mostly, mainly, because when you stop doing it to yourself, you recognize how other people are doing it, and then you no longer take it personally. So if I stop evaluating myself in a negative way, I'm feeling much better and my internal state's really good. So if someone is mean to me or triggers me or says something terrible, I know that their internal state is bad. I just know it because me being in a higher energy can feel what's happening with the other person. Therefore, that protects me from taking it personally. So the whole thing just gets a lot easier. We overcomplicate it because it's just a little bit different. So the biggest thing for us to do is to just ask for help. Ask your soul to help you, to teach you, to move more into this energy. Ask your soul when you are being more evaluative of yourself and others to just help you. Because the minute you ask for help, you change your dynamic. You change that habit of just evaluating yourself and feeling bad and being stuck in it. The minute you ask for help, that changes. And the spirit world is just a thought away. You know, so if you think about somebody that's in spirit, you will draw them to you. So if you're asking for help from your spirit guides or angels or people that have passed on, they will come and help you. But we have to really let go of all this evaluation of ourselves and other people so that we can hear what they have to say to us and we can feel the knowledge that they have to impart on us and the wisdom. So that's really the key. You know, we all want to tap into the wisdom of our collective one. We're all one. So we all can tap into this. And many people are. As you can see, there's many spiritual teachers out there now. A lot of people are connecting. They are lifting their energy and they're living more of a life on earth as you would live in spirit. And that's living a little bit of heaven on earth instead of hell. And that's where we all want to evolve to. So I hope that helps. Have a beautiful, wonderful day. Remember that the spirit world is always there with you, loving you unconditionally, never forcing you to do things you don't want to do, never judging you, never saying you're bad about anything, no matter what you're doing. They're always, always understanding of what you're doing and extremely supportive of what you're doing and would never rush you out of anything. So, you know, if you're frustrated with yourself because you can't do the diet or you're not exercising, that's not how the spirit world would view it. They would just be very supportive and say, listen, you know, you don't have to do any of this. You're perfect as you are right now. Take the pressure off yourself. If you exercise, great. If you can't, great. If you can eat healthy, great. If you can't, great. You know, there's no judgment and there's no have-to-be's. It's just allowing you to fully be your authentic self And that's what the spirit world wants us all to be, our authentic selves. So have a great day and have a beautiful day and keep asking for help and keep helping yourself challenge yourself out of those bad thoughts and staying in those really inspirational, inspiring thoughts instead. Okay, I will talk soon. Bye-bye.